Hello, is there Scott? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So I'm speaking with Scott, correct? All
Yes.
right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
So, since we want to get a demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
40s.
All right, perfect. So just to be sure we're like representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Wait.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or somewhere of some think something else?
Definitely not a Democrat, but probably not so much a Republican either.
So would you say maybe you fall
So,
under independent?
yeah.
All right. So now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I can't make a good call on that.
All
I
right.
don't know enough about her.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
All right. Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two options, please. So it goes, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving K-12 education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, or climate change and protecting the environment.
Inflation and the border security.
So inflation and the border security. Perfect. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you have very cold and unfavorable feelings, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. So it's kind of like a neutral. And you can use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first person is Raul Garcia.
Don't know anything about him.
All right. What about Maria Cantwell?
Don't know anything about her either.
What about Joe Kent?
Joe Kent. Yeah, I'll go 75.
75. All right. What about Joe Biden?
25.
45. All right. What about Donald Trump?
Yeah, we'll go 50.
50. All right. What about Maria Glusenkamp Perez?
Around. I'll go 50 with her too. I've heard of her name. I haven't really heard anything bad about her.
All right. What about MAGA Republicans?
I don't have any issue with them. Yeah, 50.
50? All right. What about woke liberals in Congress?
I'll go 35.
35? All right. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
All right. If the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Joe Kent.
All right. And even though you're not supporting Mary Glusenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance you might support her, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
It depends on her views and what she's planning on doing. So there's a fair chance?
A fair chance, all right. So next, I'd like you to... I'm going to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people might consider important for their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you think it's not important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it's extremely important, like quality or attribute in your members of Congress. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is someone who shares your values.
That's very important, 10.
All right. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
The what in both parties?
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Oh, the extremists. Okay. Let's go 8.
8, all right. A working mom who understands the needs of families.
With being a working mom, let's go 4.
4, all right.
Yeah.
What about someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
Eight,
all right. What about a small business owner?
I don't think that matters. Zero.
Zero, all right. What about a fighter for the middle class?
8.
8, all right. So now I'm going to read you a few short statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, just let's see what loads, Mary Glusenkamp Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not a convincing reason at all to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Mary Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
Let's go 5.
A 5, all right. Mary Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical trainings in high school. Her focus has been on expanding access, high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured a $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Six.
Six, all right. And Mary Glusenkamp Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin at cost at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from pharmaceutical industries.
Didn't Trump already do that, and then it got repealed by Biden and then put back in by Biden?
I would not know. I mean, I'm only required to read it verbatim from the survey. So, sorry, I can't.
I'm going to go 0 on that.
All right. So, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I kind of have to ask, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
I think I'd still stick with Joe Kent.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see what it loads, Joe Kent. All right. And that. So others will hear statements about some other candidates. And so if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means it does not give you any doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. And again, you can use a number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports regulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs, but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
I'd go 5.
5, all right. Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedoms to decide for ourselves, if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
I'm going to give 0 on that.
All right. 0. So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Not any more or any less. I'm still neutral with it.
I'm sorry, what was that? You kind of broke up a bit.
Neither one.
All right. So given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
The increasing retirement age.
All right. Increasing the retirement age. All right. So the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. So what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
12th.
I'm sorry, what was that?
12th grade.
Oh, all right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. All right. All right. There it is. So this will conclude our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good day.
Thanks, you do.
All right. Goodbye.
Thanks.